From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yep, morning, Mike.
Give me the good news. My God, have you seen the numbers?
Yeah, we're talking about the Fonterra Global Dairy Trade Auction overnight. Actually, before we do that, Mike, we haven't had a chance to talk about that free trade agreement, and we should, because it was blooming good. And great news for the New Zealand wine industry, and you know how much I enjoy the New Zealand wine industry.
So hey, guess what I got over Christmas? Guess who came to visit me?
I've got no idea, Mike.
My brother came to visit me over Christmas, and guess what he brought with him? A bottle of 2020...
Metis?
Yeah.
Nice. Did you drink it?
No.
No, save it.
No.
Save it for a special occasion when we get below 20,000 cases a day of COVID.
Right. Anyway, dairy.
Any dairy trade auction. No, Mike, this was always going to be fascinating because we know commodity prices, including dairy, have been very strong, and dairy products have been the sort of beneficiary of strong demand and no corresponding lift in production. But that was before the events, the terrible events of the last week. So, you know, we're now looking at forecasts for the farmgate milk price reaching up into the sort of mid to high $9 range. But now we've got this complication, the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Now, not a huge area of production of dairy products, but what they are, Mike, is a very significant producer of wheat. And I've seen figures of up to 30% combined of total wheat production, global wheat production. Now, in other parts of the world, Mike, dairy herds are not pasture fed. They eat animal feed, and wheat is an ingredient, so it's part of the dairy production cycle. So now lots of concerns over the cost of production, the volume of production, of feed supply. Wheat prices have gone up, and real concern over how far that will go. And just quietly, Australia's a big wheat grower, so the farmers there may benefit from higher prices. But it's all adding up to potentially more upside pressure on dairy prices. So what do we see overnight, Mike? Another 5.1% rise in the global dairy trade price index. So we've now had four boomer auctions in a row. So 4.6% rise, 4.1% rise, 4.2% rise, now 5.1. So we're going to remember this 2022 dairy price surge, I think, for quite some time. Average price, US on that global dairy trade index, US dollars metric ton, $5,065. Mike, there is gold in them, the paddocks. But what have we got? Buttermilk powder up 5.8%, cheddar 10.9%, skim milk powder 4.7%, whole milk powder 5.7%, whole milk powder now above the March 21 peak, so, you know, almost $4,800 a metric ton. I can hear, Mike, the calculators clicking and whirring, and farmgate milk price forecasts going up. Are we going to see $10?
I think
you reckon?
Are. And it wasn't that long ago, it was a couple of months ago, as I was saying, I reckon we're going to break $9.
Yeah, and now 10.
Yeah, it's incredible.
10.
Yeah. Explain to me how it is that we've got 1% in Australia at 0.1%. So the divergence here is astonishing, isn't it?
It is, it is. So, you know, we are going to get price pressure on some food items because of this conflict and inflation. We know it's a problem. Cast a wary eye across the Tasman yesterday for the official cash rate review. So what's the OCR here, Mike? 1. Going to 3.5. What about Australia? It's got a 1 in it, hasn't it? 0.1%. But yesterday they left their cash rate unchanged. Now, here we go. Events in the Ukraine are, according to the RBA, a major source of uncertainty, will likely cause inflation to spike higher. But consistent with the prevalent theme of the moment, which is uncertainty, the persistency and magnitude of the impact of inflation spike is, well, uncertain. So the RBA is going to be patient, but look, they don't have the inflation problem that we have. And I don't think we fully understand why just yet. They want to make sure that inflation is within a 2-3% target range on a sustainable basis before moving their cash rate. Underlying inflation over there for the December quarter, 2.6%. I should point out, Mike, that the market, the economists, they're not as confident as the RBA that inflation will remain contained. So, Mike, we've got a real problem here that we're going to have a sort of boom-bust growth to recession, and that's a lot less likely in Australia.
That's right. We overcooked the place. What are the numbers?
I've got no good news for you here, Mike. I've got no good news. The Dow Jones is down 600 points. What's down 700 points? Just volatile as anything. 33,284 on the Dow, down 600 points, 1.8%. The S&P 500, 4,300, down 73 points. That's 1.7%. The Nasdaq down 1.25%, 13,580 overnight. Europe very weak. FTSE 100, 7,329, 1.7% fall. But the Nikkei yesterday was up 1.2%, 26,844. Shanghai Composite was up 26 points, 3,488. The ASX 200, they gained 0.7% yesterday, 7096. And we had a massive day. We gained 1.8% on the NZX 50, closing at 12,197. Kiwi dollar holding on to its gains, 0.6758 against the US, 0.9318 Aussie, 0.6082 against the euro, 0.5074 pounds, 77.6 yen. Gold is up quite strongly, 1,934 bucks. But here's the problem, Mike. Here is the overnight problem. At the moment, Brent crude has gone up very strongly, $107. It's up almost, you know, $9 from its close. So that's what's spooking people, that oil price.
All right, mate. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. JMIWealth.co.nz. The wonderful Andrew Kelleher.